He learned over that Rav Yosef gave the teretz behind Lishna. This is the way Rav Yosef wanted to be masbah this machlokes. Again, we have a machlokes. If you eat chametz from Hegdish on Pesach, are you mol or not? Is it considered that Hegdish has some value here in this chametz right now? So then if you steal it, you're over with Yisamila. The other side is, no, we don't look as if Hegdish has any value in it right now. So what's the machlokes? He says, the kula yalna, everybody holds, I'll tell you, ain poidim as a kodeshim lachim leklovim. No, even if you want to tell me chametz is mutar bano, but if it belongs to Hegdish, you can't do anything with it. Because you're not allowed to be poida from Hegdish, I'm going to have to give it to your dog. Therefore, since you can't be poida, I'm going to ask you to eat it, because you're not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach, so Mela, nobody will be poida it from Hegdish on Pesach. So really, right now, it should be considered like it has no value to Hegdish. But why do we say it's moil? Something that causes you eventually to get some value out of it, is it considered like you have money right now? The Watman the Yomamor, the one that says you do get Mila, Kisova Dover Hagurim Lamomin Kimamin Dummy. In other words, even though Chometz is also Banor now on Pesach, but after Pesach, then Hegdish could sell it. Somebody could be poidu it. Then it becomes Mutter Banor. So since it becomes Mutter Banor after Pesach, the Mela we say what? It's called a Dover Hagurim Lamomin. It causes Hegdish to get money later. It's considered like Hegdish has money right now. So therefore, if you eat the Chometz on Pesach, it's considered you stole from Hegdish, and therefore you're moil. The man Yomar says, no, it's not considered like you stole anything that has any value to Hegdish. Kisover, that man Yomar says, Dover Hagurim Lamomin, Lav Kimomin Dummy. No, look at it right now. Right now it's Pesach, you can't eat it, you can't be poisoned, it has no value. It gives Hegdish a right to get money for it later, after Pesach. That's called Gurim Lamomin. This man Yomar holds, it's not considered like money right now. That's the way Rav Acha bar Rava said the pshat that Rav Yosef wanted to say. So, so far, this is not negated to what we wanted to bring a raya. Now, this is the raya we're coming from. Now, next pshat, the Gemara says, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar. Now, again, this is Rav Acha bar Yaakov. We want to prove now that even though before Rav Acha bar Yaakov said that according to Rav Yehuda Shita, that Chometz is also Kodim Zmanoi and Acha Zmanoi, Rav Acha bar Yaakov said there's a chilik. Only your Chometz is also. Only what belongs to you. But what belongs to a guy, what belongs to Hegdish, is mutav achila, mutav ano. That's what Rav Acha wanted to say according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now we're going to bring a raya, he was chayzer from that. That even according to Rabbi Yehuda, even Goyisha or Hegdish's chometz is still also achila and also ano. What's the raya? That Rav Acha by Yaakov Omi, he says like this. The kula yalma, dovra gurla momin is kamamadomi. Everybody holds this svarim. That if you could get money for it later on after Pesach, it would be considered money right now. So why does one man Yom says that eat this chametz on Pesach loy moal? It's not considered you stole, you took any value away from Hegdish. Why not? I Hegdish could get something from it after Pesach. The teretz is v'ahocha beplukta the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon kamiflugi. That's the machlokes. Man Yom loy moal, the one that says there's no mila. In other words, Hegdish has no value at all from this chametz. Why? To Rabbi Yehuda, he goes like Rabbi Yehuda shittim. That Rav Yehuda holds chometz is also midiraisam koydem zmanay mit erev Pesach yotachatzois during Pesach shittim, and Rav Yehuda shittim is even after Pesach. If somebody owned chometz on Pesach, that chometz is also b'hanor even after Pesach. So the hold like Rav Yehuda Hegdish that owns chometz on Pesach, it's also b'hanor on Pesach, and even after Pesach it's also b'hanor. So Melo, there's no dovra gurm l'momin. It's not considered that Hegdish could get something from it after Pesach, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, chometz after Pesach is also wasser banor. That's what Rav Acha b'Yaakov says. Oman di yama moel, I was pshat in the first Tana that says you do get milam. He holds Reb Shimon. That Reb Shimon's svar is what? Chometz is only yasser during Pesach. But after Pesach, chometz is mutter. So therefore, Hegdish, when he owns the chometz, true, on Pesach it's wasser banor, it's called it has no value. But since Hegdish could get money for it after Pesach, that's called a Dover Gram Lamomin, is Kamamin Dummy. This is the way Rav Acha by Yaakov explains the Machlokes. So you see clearly that he says, according to Rav Yehuda though, the Hegdish's Chometz is also Banor even after Pesach. Now this is the Rai he was Chayzer. Why? For Rav Acha by Yaakov, who the Yomar, he himself was the one that said before, the Rav Yehuda Yalev Sor, the achila misor diriyah. He was the one that said before that if you the only said this also b'achila or b'anor after Pesach, only chametz that belong to you. That's what he wants to say before. Just like by Bal Yerom, the Torah says la Yerom lechor, you can't see your chametz. Ma'ashen kain's goy's chametz you are allowed to see. So first, Rav Acha by Yaakov wanted to say, who are then according to Rav Yehuda? That it's also teach your chametz after Pesach, it's only Yiddish chametz is awesome. Ma'ashen kain goy's chametz is mutter. Or else chametz that belong to Hegdish, also it's mutter. That's what he wanted to say. But here you see clearly he says not like that. Because here he says, the man the yom that says, loy mo'al, he goes according to Rav Yehuda, and we're talking about Hegdish is chametz. So you see, even Hegdish is chametz, that's not l'chor, doesn't belong to you, still, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also banon on Pesach and after Pesach. Says the Raya Hodavei Elohodavei Rav Acha v'Yaakov mihi. Havad he was choizer. To say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even goyish chametz or hegdish chametz is also banon even after Pesach. So good. See, that's the Raya he was choizer. Rav Ashi Yama another pshan is machlokes whether you're moral or not. That the kuleyal not tell you ain't poidim. Everybody says hegdish you're not gonna be poidim not to give it to your caliph. So therefore, on Pesach, you can't be poided this chametz because you're not allowed to give it to your caliph. V'dovra gerv l'momen lav k'mam adami. And even though Hegdish could get money for it after Pesach, but I call upon him, since right now they can't get any money for it, that's not considered like money. Dovra gerv l'momen, even though you could get later, but right now you don't have money from it on Pesach, that the chametz is also b'achilo. And since you can't be poided, you have no use from it, it's lav k'mam adami. So if Zoy, why does one man the other says you are more? Why is it considered you stole something from Hegdish? I Hegdish has no value in it. That's the machlokes. Man the Yama Moal Kerabi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that chametz even during Pesach is mamish muter bano. So it's mamish muter bano. It's considered Hegdish has some value from it right now. It's mamish muter bano. But man the Yama loy moal kerabonin. The one that says loy moal holds that kerabonin shita. That holds that no chametz on Pesach is also bano. So since right now it's also bano, Hegdish has nothing from it. Therefore, and Dovra Gerv L'mom is lav k'mom adami, Hegdish has no value in this chametz. Therefore, if you eat it, you take a potter from Ilah. But the first man, the Yom, the reason why he says Yechayiv is because he goes according to Rabbi Yosef Lili Shita. That holds chametz is mutter bano afilu toich Pesach. If it's mutter bano, then it's considered Hegdish has something in it. So Rashi says, after in the middle, Rashi speaks out, what's the mutabano? He says, teich zmana mutabano, hilkach, chaz lemifrakei, ulasika takas tavshiloi. That's the word. You're allowed to be poiderit, I'm not to use it to burn under your tavshu. Because mamish mutabano. But man, the yamaloi mokra bon, the yamakot the pedagog is also bano. So that's the way Rashi learns pshat and amachlikis. If you hold moral as the pshat only because you go according to Rabbi Yosef Lili Shita, that chometz is mutabano. Therefore, it's considered Hegdish has some value in the chametz right now on Pesach. Good. Right. So we spoke out. L'halocha, it's a modern halocha the way we passed him. Even though we came out, there were three shittas here. We have Yehudi's shita was, chometz is also midiraisa on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. On Pesach, it's also with the Chi of Koris. And after Pesach, that chometz is also midiraisa with the Lav. We have Shimon's shita was, no. Before Pesach poshed and after Pesach, it's mutter midiraisa. It's only Yosim Midiraisa during Pesach. And the Yosef Lili Shita was that even during Pesach, still it's Mutter Bano. Now, Lamais Lalocha, Lachur, we pass like neither of them. Because we pass in that Chometz on Erev Pesach, Yeftach Hatzois, is Yosim Midiraisa. So, Lachur, that's like a Yehudi Shita. And still we pass in Chometz Achra Pesach is Mutter Midiraisa. We pass like Reb Shimon Lageet Achra Pesach. That Chometz is over on the Pesach is only Yosim Midirabonin. And it's only chometz that you over by Yomotzer on. Like the Mara says, it's a kanas, according to Rabbi Shimon, that since you were over the lava by Yomotzer, the Rabbanim made a kanas to say it's also after Pesach. But we pass it clearly, it's only with the Rabbanim. So that's like Rabbi Shimon Shita. So the Bissel Modna, how come we pass in that before Pesach, though, it's also with the Raisa? So the Rosh explains, he says, there's two ways to learn. One way he wants to say is that even according to Rabbi Shimon, even though the Gemara doesn't say clearly he holds before Pesach, it's also midiraisa, enochanami, that's what you have to say. We pass like Rabbi Shimon Shita, that Rabbi Shimon only argues that after Pesach it's muti midiraisa, but he's also asking before Pesach, after Chatzos is also midiraisa. That's one pshat he says. Another pshat he says is, since there's a stam mishnah, that's mashma, that chometz is also after Chatzos, so that part we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. That koydim Pesach, after Chatzos, it's also. Mashenkin Iftar, it's a Stam Mishnah that says this Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon, therefore we pass with Reb Shimon the Gayat after Pesach. Senech Nami. The Achro is like neither of them, but since it's a Stam Mishnah that before Pesach it's Asr Bano, we pass it like that, and after Chatzos it's Asr, and it's a Stam Mishnah that after Pesach it's only Asr Knas, so in this point we pass with Reb Shimon. Right. Omar Rav, Rav says like this, Chometz, if you have Chometz, this manoi on Pesach, you know it's oster if it gets mixed in to any type of a food, bein beminoi, whether it gets mixed in, min beminoi, like little chometz into a lot of matzah, bein shaloi beminoi, whether you're making stam a cholent and you're putting bread inside there, is oster, it's oster. We'll see the maskone, he means to say even b'mashu, even though there's 100 times connected this little piece of chometz, still it's not bottle, it's oster. What about shaloi bezmanoi? Poshinus means before Pesach, or else after Pesach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if Yol Chometz is also l'achra Pesach, or else Kodim Pesach, is b'minoi osur. B'minoi takir, it's not bottle. Even if a mashu Chometz falls into a lot of matzah, still we say it's not bottle and it's osur. Shaloi b'minoi, but if matzah falls into something else, if Chometz falls into vegetables, then we say it's mutter. That's Rav's halacha. Now the Gemara says, but my askinu, what are we talking about? What's the proportion? How much fell into how much? If you want to tell me the chometz fell into like less than 60, so it's nice in time, your mamish taste the chometz in the vegetables now. Even before Pesach or after Pesach, since you're telling me it's also to eat the chometz, if you add that the chometz fell into vegetables, mutter, how could you tell me it's mutter? If you're telling me it fell into less than 60, you taste the chometz right now. So pshit, the chometz is also, tam kikir is also. You're tasting the chometz, not worse than any yisr. Any yisr falls into less than 60, like you tasted, it's still also. So how could Rav say it's mutter? Ela, you have to tell me b'mashu. We're talking about, no, it fell into 100 times. That it's only a mashu. That really there's no moist in time, really you can't taste it at all. So then the loch is like this. Chometz bizmanoi, chometz during Pesach. That is a chi of chorus if you eat chometz. So there were machmer, bein b'minoi, bein shaloi b'minoi yosser. That even though it's min v'sheinim minoi, that avada midiraisa, when the chometz falls into vegetables, once you can't taste it, treat the midiraisa, it's bottle. Still, Rav holds, we make a gzeira, it's osser. To say, no, it's not bottle at all. But mashu, it's osser. Whether min b'minoi, if chometz falls into matzah, even a little bit chometz falls into 100 times as much matzah, still it's osser. That's Rav Shita, and not only min b'minoi, even min b'shein b'minoi. Why? So the Mara says, Rav l'time, and Rav goes according to his Shita. That Rav Shita is the Rav of Shmuel, the Amri Tevayu. Both Rav and Shmuel both hold the Shita, that kol isur and Shabbat Torah, lav davka chometz v'pesach as the chumra from Chorus. And every single isur is a treifus, is a basa b'cholov, is a locha b'minoi b'mashu. As they hold the Shita, like a Yehudi Shita, that min b'minoi is not basa midiraisa. If a little bit nevela falls into other meat, even though it falls into 100 times other meat, kosher than meat, still that terubis is osur. Because min b'mino, that's their shita, is not bottom in the raisa. Shaloi b'minoi, b'noi sentam. Regular isur, if a piece of nevela falls into potatoes, if you don't taste it anymore, there's more than shisha, more than 60 times potatoes, and the meat got ground up, you're not nicky, you can't tell the meat is there, and you can't taste it, it's mutter. That's the locha. Shaloi b'minoi, min bein b'minoi, nevela into something else, is bottle where there's no nice in time. That's Rav din kolotera kula. By chometz, though, he's more machmer. That Rav gozar chometz bizmanoi, if you have chometz that fell even into potatoes, on Pesach, he makes exerom, shaloi b'minoi, in the case that the chometz fell into potatoes, into ein b'minoi, oto b'minoi. He makes exerom, maybe you'll be mekel hu adin when the chometz falls into matzah. And once chometz falls into matzah, Rav shiter is midiraisa, it's not bottle. Rav holds min b'minoi is not bottle midiraisa. So therefore on chometz, since there's a chumrit, a chiv chorus, Rav was machmi midrabonon, even if the chometz falls into potato, even a mashu is osur. You're not allowed to eat it on Pesach. Mashen kein shloi bizmanoi, what about if it happened before Pesach or after Pesach? Then the loch is b'minoi osur. Then Rav still holds b'minoi osur. If a little bit chometz fell into a lot of matzah, even after Pesach. This was chometz. Sha'over all of a Pesach, the locher is it asked even 100 times matzah. Why? Krev Yehuda. Because that's Rav Shita, kol ha'terakulo, min b'min is not bottle. He holds like Rav Yehuda Shita. Even though halacha, we don't hold like this punt. We hold avada min b'mino is but leaving chad betray. But Rav paskels like Rav Yehuda that kol terakula min b'mino is not bottle. So therefore, even after Pesach, there's no chiyuv karis anymore. It's only allowed to eat that chametz shavuot over Pesach. According to Rav Yehuda, but Rav Yehuda's shita is min b'mino is not bottle. Therefore, even a mashu of chametz falls into a lot of a matzah, it's still has to eat it. Mashenken u'shalay b'mino muter. Mashenken, if after Pesach, this little bit of matzah, of chametz, falls into potatoes, falls into enaminoi, there it's mutter. Why? The shalay b'zmanoi, the shalay b'minoi, otta minoi, kuli had loy gazrinim. Rav doesn't make this gezeirah. Since after Pesach it's only belav, there's no chi of chorus, so really, when the chametz falls into enaminoi, it's bottle when there's no more nice in tam. So it's mutter. So Rav doesn't make the gezeirah otta minoi. Just like Kol HaTerakuli doesn't make the gzeirah. A regular piece of nevela, if it falls into the meat, it's not bottle, it's asrim. If the nevela falls into potatoes, it becomes bottle. We don't make the gzeirah. If you come to eat the meat when it falls into potatoes, maybe you'll eat when the nevela falls into meat, you don't make that gzeirah. Since it's only alive, we don't make the gzeirah. So what in chomet lachas manoi, we don't make this gzeirah. That's the way Rav holds. So lechura, according to Rav Shita, we should not paskel like this. Because osla locha we passed in all over min b'mino is bottle midiraisa. In fakir, we passed this bottle much easier. It's bottle chad betray midiraisa. If a little bit of chametz midiraisa falls into matzah, chad betray 1 and 2 is bottle midiraisa. So lechura we should not pass the rav locha then. Then we should not have the chumra that chametz is osla b'mashu. So the ma'aseh, there was some sheet that paskin like that. There was some yishem that paskin. This gemara only goes rav l'shitosai, and we don't paskin like that. Therefore, chametz is like all isurim; it is bottle. But the ma'aseh, the mechaber is machmir. We hold even though rav sends the shitosai, we hold them with rabbanim though it's osur. Like the we hold even though not like rav. We hold though the tam is that since chametz is a chayiv koris, therefore we're machmir with rabbanim to say even a mashu of chametz is not bottle. That's the chumra we hold. And partially we hold like that. Certain cases with big hefsid, there could be mitzaref the other shittas and say that's mutter. But partially the locha, everybody's not the big chumra about Pesach, not eat anything, because we have to be chushed even from mashu of chometz, falls in its offer. Fight the Shmuel Lama, Shmuel says like this. Chometz bizmanoi. When you have chometz during Pesach, the minoi osur. Again, because Shmuel holds min de minoi is not bottom in the raisa. Even if a mashu of chometz falls into matzah, it's osur. Shalei b'minoi, what about if on Pesach, a little bit of chometz falls into potatoes, is alocha mutter. He doesn't know this gezeirah of min b'minoi, of min b'sheinu minoi, otter minoi. He doesn't know. Since midiraisa avada min b'sheinu minoi is bottom, even on Pesach also it's bottom. If chometz falls into potatoes, and there are 60 times that you don't taste the chometz at all, it's mutter tiru even on Pesach. Why? No, that's weird. Now, shalei b'zmanoi, what about after Pesach? Bein b'minoi, bein shle b'minoi mutter. Because Poshid Shmuel paskins like the Shimon, that it's mutter midiraisa tita chometz. So therefore, even min b'minoi, it's mutter tita chometz. I'm midirabon with saucer, that's the Gemara's after kasha later. But I call upon a midiraisa, Shmuel holds like the Shimon shita, that chometz is only also tita midiraisa on Pesach. But before Pesach or after Pesach, midiraisa it's mutter. So therefore, if chometz after Pesach falls into something else, even b'minoi, still it becomes mutatit. Even though midirabon and tzasser, but that's going to be Gemara's teres though, when it's in the terubos, it's mutatit. Not that chomet shovel of a pesach is tzasser, that's only chomet ben, but you have the chomet itself. But if the chomet later falls into something else, and becomes bottled there, then we don't have Rav Shimon's gzeira knas, then we hold it's mutat. This is Shmuel Shita, again. That again, that Shmuel holds also, min b'mino is not bottled midiraisa. So on Pesach, if a little bit chomet falls into matzah, no matter how much, it's also tit. But if the matzah falls into enuminoi, then Shmuel holds it is bottle, b'shishim. And he doesn't make the gzeira min b'sheinuminoi, otuminoi. So Moz Mazbenel. Shaloi bizmanoi, b'enuminoi, chometz bizmanoi, chometz on Pesach, b'minoi yosser. Shmuel holds that if a little bit chometz falls into 100 times matzah, it's osur. Why? Shmuel atame. Because Shmuel again passes like we just had before, that the Ravu Shmuel, they both say, the Yarmut Avayu, Kol Yisurim Shebatayra. They're both machma that all Yisurim, even by Nevelam, the Mino Yasurim Bamashu. That's the luck like of Yehuda Shita. That min the Mino they paskin is not bottle midiraisa. Even a little Nevela falls into 100 times of meat of Shuta, still it's not bottle. So treat the chametz as the same halacha. If a little bit chametz falls into 100 times matzah, it's also teeth with your rice, according to Rav and Shmuel. What about Shloi B'minoi? Shloi B'minoi says that if on Pesach a little bit chametz falls into potatoes, then we say, B'noi Seintam, Avid Yashishim, or else you don't taste the chametz in the potatoes anymore, then it becomes mutter. Why? Shloi B'minoi Yatimina Le Gozer. He doesn't make any gzeres. About midiraisa, it's bottle, min b'sheina minoi. Once it's not nice in time, midiraisa, it's bottle. Chametz is also bottle, midiraisa. So midirabonin, Shmuel doesn't make any gzeres. And shlei b'zmanoi, what about after Pesach? Bein b'minoi, bein shlei b'minoi mutorim. Both chametzes are mutter. Why? To Rabbi Shimon. Because he passed like Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Shimon Shita is that chametz is only yosem midiraisa on Pesach. But after Pesach, it's only yosem midirabonin. And the Gemara is going to explain soon, the Rabbonim were only geyser on chametz that's ben. But if the chametz is betarubais, the Rabbonim weren't geyser. This is what Rabbi Shmuel will say. For Rabbi Yechon Nomar, no, Rabbi Yechon says like this, Rabbi Yechon Nomar, chametz, chametz on Pesach, chametz bizmanoi, bein b'minoi, bein shle b'minoi, ose b'noi seintam. That's Rabbi Yechon and Shita. And the Chur, we should pass like Rabbi Yechonim. That's about midiraisa we pass in, min b'minoi is bottle. And for kert, it's bottle chad betray. It's only midirabonin you need shishim even b'minoin. So Rabbi Yechon knows that chametz on Pesach is the same halach like all isurim. That what? Whether you have min b'minoin, whether the chametz falls into matzah, or whether the chametz falls into potatoes, if you have 60 times connected, it's not noisy time, it's mutter. That's Rabbi Yechon shita, even by chametz. Shalei b'zmanoi, what about after Pesach? Dein b'minoin, whether the chametz falls into matzah. Dein shalei b'minoin, whether the chametz falls into something else, mutter. Now we'll mask why. Chometz bizmanoi, what's the Yechon and Shita? When you have chometz on Pesach itself, bein b'minoi, whether the chometz falls into matzah, bein shloi b'minoi, falls into vegetables, is b'noi seintam, avideh 60, or it's not b'noi seintam anymore, becomes mutter. Why? Rabbi Yechon and Tarmei. Rabbi Yechon goes according to Shita, that the Chur Allah we pass with Rabbi Yechon, the Rabbi Yechon and Resh Lakish Yamar Tavayu. Rabbi Yechon and Resh Lakish both hold their Shita all over, that kol isurun shevatera. Every single issa, whether it's nevela, whether it's chela, whether it's basa v'cholov, bein b'minoi, bein shlo b'minoi b'noi seintam, avideh 60 times to negative, that you don't taste it, or even less than 60, that you can't taste it anymore, it's bottle. Min b'minoi is only midrabonin you need shishim, because min b'minoi midirais is bottle chad betray. No, min b'shein b'minoi midirais you need shishim, so you shouldn't b'noi seintam. That's what Yechon, so chometz has the same halacha on Pesach. Shaloi b'zmanoi, what about after Pesach? Bein b'mina, bein shlo b'mina mutarim. Whether the chametz mixed into matzah or mixed into vegetables, they're both mutar. Why? Reb Shimon, because Reb Yechon also passed like Reb Shimon the way we pass in halacha. And we pass in that chametz l'akra Pesach is only also midirabonan midiraisa it's mutar. So up until now, l'chura, we should also pass in that chametz on Pesach should be bottled b'shishim. The virus question, we should not have this chumrah of a mashu. Because the mashu only goes according to Rav and Shmuel Shita, that they paskin all over min b'minu is not bottle, and we paskin it is bottle. But the reason why we machm is like this, because Rava says now. Omar Rava. Rava says like this, Hilchasa, what's the locham? Chometz bizmanov, you have chometz on Pesach.